Chapter 36. Malone had been expecting contact from the woman, but this voice was not hers. He reached for his gun.
Stand still, Mr. Malone. Weapons are trained on you.
It's the man from the cathedral, Stephanie said.
I told you we'd meet again. And you, Monsieur Claridon, you weren't that convincing in the asylum. Insane? Hardly.
Malone spotted human form standing above them. He counted four.
I am, though, impressed by your knowledge, Monsieur Claridon. Your deductions about the headstone seem logical. I always believed there was much to be learned from that marker. Reading the rules of Caridad. Who would have thought? And Miss Nell possesses her husband's journal and the book from the auction. She'll contribute those.
Screw you, she spat out.
A pop sounded, and a bullet careened off the table near Stephanie.
Bad answer, the voice said. Now toss the books toward the door, between the shelves.
She did as instructed. A form appeared and retrieved them. Malone silently added one more man to the list. At least five were now in the archive.
Your husband, Miss Nell, managed to piece together many of the facts. He was a remarkable intellect.
What is it you're after? Malone asked. I only joined this party a couple of days ago.
We seek justice, Mr. Malone.
And it's necessary to run down an old man in Rennes-le-Château to achieve justice? He thought he'd jostle the barrel and see what spilled out.
And who would that be?
Ernst Scoville.
Mr. Malone, perhaps a year of retirement has dulled your skills.
Since you have the journal and the notebook, don't you have to be going?
I need that lithograph. Monsieur Claridon, please be so kind as to give it to my associate.
Claridon clearly did not want to do it. Another slap from a bullet thudded into the tabletop.
I hate repeating myself.
Claridon took a few steps beyond the spill of the weak lamp. Then a noise erupted. Gunfire. The lamp exploded in a burst of sparks. De Roquefort heard the gunshot and saw the muzzle flash from near the archive's exit. The room was plunged into darkness.
Move! He screamed to his men.
Malone realized somebody had shot out the light. The woman. He grabbed Stephanie and they dropped to the floor. He brought out his gun from beneath his jacket. Two more shots exploded and the bullets sent the men scurrying.
Whoever you are, de Roquefort said, must you interfere?
I could ask you the same question, the woman said in a languid tone.
This is not your business.
I disagree.
You assaulted us in Copenhagen.
Let's say I ended your attack.
There will be retribution.
Come and get me.
Stop her, he yelled.
Black shapes rushed across overhead. Malone's eyes had adjusted, and he made out a staircase at the far end of a catwalk. He handed Stephanie the gun.
Stay here.
Where are you going?
To repay a favor.
He surveyed the darkness and heard running a few aisles over. Then,
no, please, leave me be.
Claridon,